Okay, the boys, today's daf is Akif Yadalid. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Omud. We begin with a new sugya, but we will quickly come back to what we learned at the tail end of yesterday's daf. Itmar, fourth line from the top. Kinyan ad emasai choizer. Person makes a kinyan, until how long can he have charota after he makes the kinyan? What does that mean? It means that when a person makes a kinyan, even though he made the kinyan already, we still give him a small period of time post-kinyan to change his mind. It's similar in concept to what we call to change his mind. It's similar in concept to what we talk about, that a person toich kedei dibur can go and change his mind. A person goes and says something, if within the toich kedei dibur he changes his mind, you still have that right. Same thing applies to a kinyan. And we have to limit the expanse of this halacha in two major ways. Number one, from the Rishbam it's mashma, we're only talking about a matana. We're not talking about a sale. A person decides to give a matana, and then at the last moment he wants to make a change, he can go and make that change. The question is, how much time will we give him to make that change? The reason why we give him that extension period of time, says Rishbam, is because the Chachamim realized that people, when they come to a closing and they try to go and close a deal, even after they do the official kinyan, they may still have in mind various tenoim, stipulations, conditions, which they have not uttered yet, but that's still part and parcel of the closing, so to speak. When the closing is finally finished, then you know you cannot change your mind any longer. The question is, when does the closing end? So if you look at the Gemara, Itmar kinyan ad emasai choizer, how long can a person still change his mind before the deal is done and you're closed? Rabba Omar calls man shiyoshvin, as long as they're still sitting. You're in a conference room and everybody's sitting and discussing. I've now given you this matana. As long as they're still sitting there and they haven't gotten up yet to leave, they can still change their minds. Rav Yosef Amar calls mancha oiskim oise inyan, as long as they're still talking about this matter. Meaning, what happens, for instance, if they're still sitting, but they're no longer talking about the kinyan. Now they're talking about Trump, and did he reveal the intelligence information? Did he not reveal it? Or, lahavdil, they're talking about ibdus from tzaddikim. They're going over the Gemara. Since they're no longer talking about the kinyan, that's it. They cannot go back to the kinyan. Now let's take a quick look on the Rishbam. What's the basis of this extension that Chachamim gave? If you look at the Rishbam, kinyan, it's about 12, 15 lines from the bottom of the Amid. So we're talking about either a matana of a bori of a gizon to mench, or a matana shchimra b'miktzis. What the Rishbam means to bavonin is, because if you have a shchimra that's given away all of his property, you don't need to make a kinyan. Here, however, the shchimra only gave away some of his property because he was hoping to survive this terrible machla, his terrible sick state. In such a case, you have to go make a kinyan, because otherwise, what he is given is given. A normal matana shchimra, if he survives, then everything goes back to him, because he only gave it al manas, his misa. However, if he gives away some of his nechasim, apparently he figured he would survive. The reason why he gave away some of his nechasim is because he gave it away. For that you need a kinyan. The kaboy, says Rishbam, the Gemara is asking, ad ema sayoch alachsabai, make kinyanai, ulevatle. Dole gomar umakni miyad, when a person goes and gives such a matana, he doesn't give it immediately. Elo ledas lekayim loy tenoyim, shifarish achrikay. Even though he's giving a matana, he intends still uttering and saying various conditions. Or if he intends changing his mind totally, he has the right to change his mind. That this is the way people normally go about their lives in making or giving acquisitions or making presents, she'itin li bayachri chayim, that he can still think about it post giving the present. The yoda im efshalay bekinyan zeh la soy soy kinyan gomer. So what Rishbam says is, this is not something which says in the Torah, but rather that the Chachamim figured out appraising and assessing the situation among people that conduct business transactions or give presents, that even though they said, yes, I'm giving a present, they still want to have that right to withdraw or to change their mind for some limited period of time. How much is that period of time? Either kol zman sheyoshvin or kol zman sheoiskim oisinim. So now, on the Gemara on the surface is referring to all kinyanim. The Rishbam limits it to l'choyde matonos, because he only talks about matonos bori, matonos shchemera. If you go to the Rosh limits it even further. The Rosh back in the Gemara, here in Perek Shmini, for those of you that have these new editions, it's page Mem Gimel in the Dafei HaRosh. The Rosh at the top of the Omud, it's Oisei, in the Rosh Perek Shmini. Those of you that have it here at the very top, Itmar Kinyan, everybody have that? Oisei? Itmar Kinyan, at Eimasai Choyzer, how long can you have Charotah? Rab Omar Kozman Chi Yoishvin, Rab Yosef Omar Kozman Chi Oisukim Oisein, Vedavka Bekinyan, Lechoyra, there's a word missing here, Bekinyan Suder, as we'll see in the next line, Vedavka Bekinyan Suder, Hushin Nosnu Chachomim Zman Lechazora. We're not talking about any Kinyan, only a Kinyan Chalip and a Kinyan Suder. Why? Ki Kein Derech Lekaim Koldover Pisoim, if a person wants to go and make a kinyan, and he wants to do a quick kinyan, a dover pisa, schnell, he does a kinyan sudr, because a kinyan sudr is the easiest. Take out a handkerchief, you pick it up, and you're done. That's why the Chum said you could still think about it post-mortem, post actually having done the kinyan. Abchol shar kinyanim, hagbo'o, umeshicha, umesira, Kesef, Shtar, Chazoke, Eimhem Chazora, Acher Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur, you always have the right to go and change your Dibur. But after Toch Kedei Dibur, which itself is a machloik, is three words, four words, but once you're done with that, it's over with, Rabbi Yisai. You can no longer change your mind. So this is a very important rush that limits our Gemara when it talks about Kinyan, not to every Kinyan, only to Kinyan Sudar. And even Kinyan Sudar we call Kinyan Chalipin, but Kinyan Chalipin has two definitions. The Kinyan Sudar type of definition, and also a real Chalipin, where I give somebody a para for Chamor, para for a Shar. That type of Kinyan is also considered to be like Shar Kinyonim, because that's a major Kinyan. But this Kinyan Sudar that you just pick up the handkerchief, which Rishbam says, Derech, not Rishbam, the Rosh, Shkoyach, Ki Kein Derech, Lekayim Koldover Pisoim Lekayim and Oisa Bekinyan Sudar. If a person wants to make an El Quico Schnell, let's do a Kinyan. Come on. What do? You do a Kinyan Sudar. That's the quick one. But nevertheless, Chacham said, person in his haste may afterwards say, hey, but I forgot to tell you the following condition. And you know, come to think of it, I didn't really mean to give it to you. I wanted to give it to your brother. Or I only thought, And therefore, the Chum said, as long as you still are within a certain reasonable time, and that reasonable time, says our Gemara, is a machloikis, whether kol zman sheyoshvin, they're all still sitting there at the conference table in the conference room discussing this matter. According to Rabbi Yosef, as long as they're still discussing, regardless of whether they're sitting or not sitting, the important thing is that they are still talking about this kinyan, as opposed to moving on to the next subject. From the Gemara's Mashma, the Meforshim's Mashma, that it makes no difference whether or not they're still Yoshev or not. In other words, you could clear a Shaila. Is Rav Yosef coming to narrow the period that Rabbah was giving, or is he coming to expand it? Because according to Rabbah, called Manchi Yoshevin, they could be sitting there for the next hour. Says Rav Yosef, if they're still talking about it for the first 5 minutes, fine. But after they change the subject and they're talking about the daf or something else, then it's already too late. Or it could be even beyond that. It could be the other way around. The attack is sitting for an hour, and Rav Yosef says, even if they've already gotten up, if they are still talking about this Kenyan and thinking, maybe, maybe another up, you still get a further extension. So the Gemara, Mepharshim don't address it. So apparently, in all circumstances, Rav Yosef is saying, both Lekula and Lechumra, whether this is a shorter period, longer period, as long as they're Oiskim, Oisa Inyan. And what's the reason for the Kol Zman Shiyoishvin? So the next Rishbam says, Kol Zman Shiyoishvin, that Daita Dehochi Matnilei, Amenas Shem Luyachser Boy Ba'oise Ma'amod. The word Ma'amod is kind of ironic because it's really Kol Zman Ba'oise Yeshiva. But anyway, Aval Im Yachser Boy Yevatel. That's kind of Almanas. That's the whole purpose of sitting down at a conference room at a closing, so that people realize as long as we're still sitting, we're still in this Kenyan mode. Once we get up, okay, that's as if everybody said, okay, it's all over, goodbye, we're leaving. So the important thing is the sitting as opposed to the standing. Well, according to Rav Yosef, the important thing is if still talking about it or not. And now Rav Yosef is going to bring a raya from our Gemara of yesterday, and that's why we get into the sinyan. Om Rav Yosef! Kabasi didim is tabalping a raya to me that the zman is asukim ba'oise inyan. The Omer Rav Yehuda, shloishi shenichlas levakir sechoylem. Three people came in to go and do bika choylem. And, as Rishbam said yesterday and today, we're talking about Nebuch a shchiv mara, and that shchiv mara wants to allocate his assets. Ratu koisvin, ratu oisindin. If they want to, they can act like two edim. You have now three edim. But they can act betrayus edus and say, okay, let's record everything that we just heard from the Shemara. Let's write out our last will and testament, and we're going to go and sign it on the bottom to show that we are the witnesses. Or if they want to, they can delete or take out, omit that step. Rotz oisendin. On the spot, they can go and say, we have a Bezdin, let's go and paskin. And we, the Bezdin, heard the Shemara say X, Y, and Z. We're going to go and allocate all of his assets based on what we just heard. As they shocked the Gemara yesterday of Rav Yehuda, if you're telling me that as long as everybody is still sitting, the Shchimra can change his mind, maybe they're still sitting, and this Bezin is already to Paskin, and in fact they said, okay, we're three Dayanim, we just heard what the Shchimra said, Mutalach, Mutalach. No, not Mutalach, Mutalach, but they would go and say, sorry? Okay, so it's like Knuyalach, Knuyalach, but the point is they can go and now issue already their oral verdict based on what they've just seen and heard, and now there it is, a Bezin. Yeah, but if they're all still sitting, what happens if after they've said Knuyalach or whatever they say, then the Shchimra says, you know what, we're still sitting, come to think of it, I changed my mind. And then what the whole Bezin has done is all going to be Narish, it's all going to be for naught. Because as long as they're still sitting, they'll mahadabe. Muznuch Zan says, Rav Yosef is a raya to me, that as long as they're Sukkah Boisa Inyan, you can go and change your mind. But once they finish the Sukkah Boisa Inyan, then the Bezin can go and decide, and you don't have a problem. So that's the raya that Rav Yosef is trying to bring, that I am right, that the Zman of extension that you can change your mind is Oiskim Boisa Inyan, but not the Zman of Yoishvin, because Zman of Yoishvin, the Bezdin is going to go and decide, and that whole thing will be Dvarim B'Taylim. Zogti Gemara Amar Rav Ashi. Amritu L'Shmate Kamed Rav Kana. I repeated this whole shtickle train before Rav Kana, and he or I were wondering, Lev Yosef Minicha, and Rav Yosef is that much better? V'leichesh Dil Mahodeh Bey. Maybe after the Bezin would issue the psak by the Bikur Choylim, maybe the Shchimra will say, hey, I changed my mind. Elamai Yislach L'meim, what are you going to have to go and say?
He'll change his classification. If she'll change his status, it'll be Shchimra, also is possible.
No, because not Shchimra, the whole thing is about this. Shchimra is only...
status is also about 100% guaranteed that he's like that, I know.
There's no question about it that the Shchimra is hoping as Mispal that Amir Tashem, his matzav will change radically and he's going to be a bari. And if in fact he, Amir Tashem, does have a refuah shleima, if he had allocated all of his assets, he gets everything back because it was only almanas that he's going to pass away. But if he's still alive, everything comes back to him. The problem over here, explains Rishbam, is that he was a Shchimra that allocated only some of his assets and not all of his assets. So, voices, it shows that he still had confidence, or at least a hope, that he was going to survive. Because if he assumed that it's curtains, and it's all over, he might as well give away everything, because once he goes to Olam Emes, he doesn't have to worry about his material possessions. He only has to worry about the mitzvahs and masses that he did or didn't do in this world. So it's talking about that he gave away half or three quarters or a quarter, figuring, just to be on the safe side, I'll keep something for me. In such a case, it would be a valid matana, even if he gets better, if he made a kinyan, or if the bezin over here decided that he gave it away. See, the Rishbam says we're talking about, if you look five lines to the bottom, explosion, shenichnesu, the matana shechimra, the mitzas, ubekinyan mighty, that he can no longer change his mind, even if Hashem changes his mind and gives this person a refuah shleima. Maybe he wouldn't change his mind, that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's intent all along. But the point is, on such a matana shechimra b'miktas, that's our very case that we're talking about. And said Rabbi Yosef, I have a raya to me, that since it says that the three mevakri choyle can be a bezdin on the spot, how could they go and paskin on the spot if they're still sitting there in the room, nebuch, together with this choyle mesukon? Maybe by the time they finish, they're psaked in. He may say, "Hey, Mister, I just changed my mind." So the whole thing will be Devarim B'Tehillim. So Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana said, "Who knows? I don't see the raya to Rav Yosef." Well, Rav Yosef minicha v'leiches jumahadabei. Maybe even they are, again, according to Rav Yosef, they have the right to go and change their minds. Oiske b'oise inyan. What happens if the Bezin decides? And after the Bezin decides, the Shchimra says, "No! I changed my mind." And the Ma'is Loch Lameimer, what do you have to say? Why did Rav Yosef feel that this was a good ride to him? Because he assumed it's talking about the Asliku Me'in Yana Le'in Yana. That case in the three Mevakri Choyla, when will they issue their psak? Only after the Shchimra and all the people around are no longer talking about the allocation of assets. They're now talking about who's his doctor, and what medications does he take, and what is the prognosis, and which kapitlach tilim should we divide up to be able to go and be mispal for this choyla, and so on and so forth. And then the bezin is going to go and issue their psak. So that's how Rav Yosef obviously learned pshat in that Rav Yehuda of yesterday, and that's why he felt, I have a right to me. Because when is it talking about that they issue their psak? Only after they are solek mein yana lein yana. It could very well be the kamu v'hadi yasivu. That it says there that the three can issue a psak. What is that talking about? That's talking about that the yeshiva shalmata already has ended. They have now stood up and they're all ready to leave. And now they say, you know what? Before we leave, since we happen to be three people anyway, let's go and sit down and go and ishna our psak. And if we don't need any kinyanim, we don't need any shtaris, we don't need anything, shine on for on. Not you don't need, they made a kinyan, and therefore we will be the bezin and we will decide on the spot. And if that's the case, then you don't have a right to Rav Yosef, because it's talking about a situation where it was either, like Rav Yosef learns, no longer asukim b'oise inyan, or that they're no longer yoishvin. They already stood up, and now they decided, okay, let's sit down again and now decide and issue our psak. So bottom line is, you don't have any strong rayas one way or the other. But how do we paskin? We normally paskin like Rabba. However, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef in three cases. Now when we say that we normally paskin like Rabba, it's a whole to do among the Rishonim whether we are referring to in Ganshas or only in our Masechta, Masechta's Bava Basra. See, if you look at the Toys of the Lichas Gavosad of Yosef, Besoda Uni Inu Mechza, then you go down about 8-9 lines. Umikan ein lo hichiach de hilchas akarab legab Rav Yosef bekula gemara shari kan poisik afilu bedobish lo hicholik aleh rabba de mistavad lo yosef lemeim en lach kemoise bechol mashidi be gemara ela be mechilten de anach gemel is no be mechilten etc. So Toysa says it, it's mistavad that this what the gemara is saying is we paskin like Rav Yosef in Sada Inyun Mechza, but otherwise you're passing like Rabba, that means in our Masechta. In fact, all these three that we're going to explain are in Masechta's Bava Basra and nowhere else. But who says in Masechta's Chesubis, or Masechta's Nida, or Masechta's Shabbos? That already you can't bring a Raya. Anyway, Toysa says maybe you can bring a Raya. The Rishonim deal with this at some length. But Lamaisa, when do we pass like Rabbi Yosef? In the following three cases, Sada Inyun Mechza. The Inyun case is our case. that if they're asukim ba'oise inyan, then you can still go and change your mind on the kinyan. Otherwise, you can't. And remember, like we said before, Rishbam limits it only to matonos, like a matonos bari, a matonos shechim rabbi mitzis, and the Rosh says only the gabi kinyan chalipin, a kinyan of sudr. Not all other kinyanim. Other Rishonim, by the way, disagree, but they limit the expanse of this Gemara not to everything, but only those kinyanim that you make pisoim, like the Rosh said. So we pass like Rav Yosef Be'inyan. What's the Soda and what's the Mechza? The Soda, you all remember, we had this back on Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, where it said over there that you had Yorshim that was splitting up an estate. And each one wanted to get, of course, something which is beneficial to him. One of the, let's assume there were two brothers that were yashining. One of the two brothers said, "Father left over two fields. I want the field here on the northern end. You take the one on the southern end." Why? Because this field on the northern end happens to be adjacent to, it's the neighbor of another field that I happen to own from before. Similar to a bar mitzvah situation. The mitzvah talk is talking about sales. Here we're talking about acquiring the additional field. And he's saying, "Midas Adayim, the two fields are the same. Give me this one. It's right next to my field. It's much better if I have the two properties together. We'll have one common overhead. I'll have one group of laborers working on both of them. It'll be much easier for me." I'm sorry?
Economies of scale.
Good. That's what that brother says. The other brother says, "No, I look upon that field, Malina Loch Kenechse de Barmerian." Barmerian was a very wealthy individual at that time. Chweis Efsha Rockefeller, Efsha Trump, somebody else, Efsha Groi Samacher. And therefore he's saying, "I look upon that property, it has the potential to be as productive and as fruitful like the properties of Barmerian." Meaning, yes, it's true that you have a benefit because it's close to your property. However, I get the sense of it that this is a real good, fertile property, and therefore I would prefer having it rather than you. The Rishbam back on Daf Yud Beis says, Mistavr is talking about a Sodeh Habal, where in certain years, if there's a good rainfall, this could be in fact a very fertile and a very, very productive particular type of field. So therefore, it says Rabbi Yosef, we don't listen to the first Yoresh, we listen to the second Yoresh. If he says that I see the potential connected by Marioin, we don't automatically give the first property to the Yoresh that says that he has an adjoining property because of those economies of scale. So we pass like Rabbi Yosef in the case of the Soda, in the case of Inyan by Uns, and what's the case of the Mechza? So Rishbam brings from later on in Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, which we haven't gotten to yet, a person goes and says to his wife, "I'm about to pass on Chas V'Shalom, and I'm splitting up my Nechosim, Nechosei Loch Ulebrech. All of my Nechosim I give to you and to your kids." And then it turns out that she has 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, etc. And then he passes away. And now the question is, how do we go and allocate the nechosim? One way of allocation would be if she has 5 kids and she herself is one person, maybe you should split everything up into 6. He said, "Nechosei loch ulebrech. My nechosim are for you and for the kids." That's one way of doing it. But Rabbi also said, no. Kanoi palga, you get a half. In other words, the wife gets a half, and the children get a half. What's the basis of that? Because it says in the Pasuk, "V'hois laharen ulevanav," and the Gemara Darshan's, "Mechts laharen umechts ulevanav," that we go and split it up 50-50. So when a person uses those terms, "Nechse loch ulebrech," loch gets 50, and the brech gets 50%. So in these three cases, we pass on like Rabbi Yosef, not like Rabba. Well, this applies b'chol hashas, only our mesechta. That's already what we quoted from the Tosis and other Rishonim. They discuss this at some length.
I don't see Rabbi. I'm looking at Kuf Mem Gimel. I actually don't see Rabbi even mentioned. I'm looking at the is Rabbi the Rav Flukta there?
Well, either that or Mitchum. We're going to get to that Kuf Mem Gimel. Yeah, and then Mitchum will be able to focus on it then.
Okay,
continuing the Gemara, Ha'isha as Vina. It says in our Mishnah that there are people that are first noichel ve'ena manchel, and then there are people that are manchel ve'ena noichel. And we said already in the Rishbam in the first Mishnah that the case of those that are noichel ve'ena manchel and those that are manchel ve'ena noichel are exactly the same case, but just the mirror image. For instance, we said that a son yarshin from his mother, but the mother is not manchel she does not, she's not noichel from her son. If a son, if a mother passes away, the son is noichel. However, if the son passes away, he's not manchel to his mother. That's the noichel and the ene manchel. And now we said in the Mishnah the other way around, Isha is beno, she is manchel, the ene noichel. That if she passes away, she leaves a nachla for her son. However, she doesn't take a nachla from her son. So therefore, it's really saying the same words, but just saying it in reverse. We're saying the son takes from the mother, but doesn't give to the mother. And then we're saying the mother gives to the son, but doesn't take from the son. And we said that all three cases are like that in the Mishnah. And the question is, why does the Mishnah have to go and repeat this? Hasulamali. Now, what were the other cases the Gemara is going to bring? Besides Ish es Ima, we also had Ish es Ishtoi, that a husband goes and yarshins from his wife. The wife doesn't yarshin from the husband. And then also we talked about Achei Oviv. Benois Achoisai, the Gemara uses. That's the exact Lashon, so we shouldn't misquote it. Bnei Ochais was the Lashon Mishnah, I believe. Bnei Ochais, I'm sorry. The Lashon was Ish es Imoi, Ish es Ishtoi, Ubnei Achoyos. And the Rishbam had another gear, so Bnei Ochais. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara asks, Hosulamali, why are we just repeating ourselves twice? The case of that Ish es Imoi, that he is nochel, v'ena manchel, is identical to the case of Isha es Beno, that she's manchel and not nochel. Why do you have to repeat it? Hatarli reishu ishes imoy bo ishes ishtoy. Hakamashmon de Isha es Beno, dumya de Isha es Bala. It's trying to tell you a hekish of these two cases together in our Mishnah. Not like a hekish like you have in the Torah, but the fact that the Tana put the two cases together, he wanted to say that they both have the same halacha. Then ma isha es bala ein habal yurish es ishte bekever. Just like by isha es bala, the husband doesn't yarsh in his wife bekever. Af isha es beno ein ben yurish es imoy bekever lahanchel li achim min af. Now what is this din of ein habal yurish es ishte bekever? So Rishbam tells us that this is the case that we spoke about yesterday, that the bal doesn't take beroi kibim muhsik. What was the case yesterday of the roi kibim muhsik? So we explained. We had the case of Skuv yesterday, if you remember Skuv and Mrs. Skuv and the Shver, the father of Mrs. Skuv. What was the story over there? That if the father of Mrs. Skuv, meaning the Shver of Skuv, would have passed away first, which is normally the case, that the older generation passes away before the younger generation, he would have left his Yerusha for his daughter, assuming that there were no sons, just like a Benois Tzlofchot situation. If there were no sons, then he would have left his Yerusha for Mrs. Skuv. And then afterwards, when Mrs. Skuv passes away, Skuv went and yarshined her. That's what we call muchsik. Muchsik means that at the time of her passing, Mrs. Skuv, she already had the dechosim in her hand, she was muchsik. So then her husband goes and yarshins her if and when she passes away before him. On the other hand, what would be if chas v'shalom, Mrs. Skuv passes away as a young woman, and she leaves over her father, and then subsequently Nebuch, the father, passed away and left over nechosim, would they also go to his eidim to Skuv? Because they should have gone to his daughter, Mrs. Skuv. She's no longer around. Do we say that the Yerusha passes anyway to the Edom, to the son-in-law, through his dead daughter? So the halach is no, because she was only ro'ui to receive the nechasim, but l'maisa she never got it because she passed away before her father. And that was what we said yesterday in the Gemara, the ein habal yoyrish b'ro'ui kuba muchsik. So here the same thing, same concept again. The Gemara uses different lashonis. Ein habal yoyrish es ishtoi bekeva. Once his wife passed away, he does not receive any Yerusha that she might have received had she still been alive. Since she's Nebuch Bekever, she no longer has the power to be Moirish to her husband, Yerusha that she never received during her lifetime. Oh, says Gemara, Afish es Beno, Eina Ben Yoyish es Imoy Bekever, Lahanchel Li'achen Min Ho'av, that the Ben also does not Yarshin his Imoy Bekever if the Ben passed away. What does that mean? You have over here a situation where, let's talk about the Shifteka. So you know that there were four women. There was only one husband that was Yaakov, you know, but you had Ruchel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. So let's make it easy. Let's talk about Ruchel. Ruchel had, of course, two sons, Yosef and Yemen. Let's make it easy. There was only one son, and therefore, for our case, we don't have to worry about multiple sons. Just one son, just Yosef. Okay, so what happened with Ruchel and Yosef? Ruchel never passed away, and she left over Yosef, her son. And of course, according to our Mishnah, the son is Noichel from the mother. A son, like we said in the Mishnah, that, what's the Lashon? Ish es imoy is Noichel, vein a manchel, he goes and yashes from his mother. What happens if eventually Yosef passes away? Yosef has no other brothers mino aim. In other words, there's no Binyamin in our picture. So therefore, there's nobody around. So who's he going to give it to? If he passes away, it'll go to his brothers. Who are his brothers? He has tons of brothers. Minahav. He has Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehud and Yisachar and all of them. Baram. So he can go and give Yerusha to all of them. That's assuming that he is alive and kicking. But what happens if Chalila b'chas, Yosef passes away before his mother Rachel? And now Rachel passes away. And now Reuven and Shimon say, hey, we want to get that Yerusha, because after all, we're brothers of Yosef. And Yosef would have received, had he been alive, and had his mother died before him. It's not our fault that Yosef Nebuch had a very weak heart, and Nebuch, he died early. It's a shame, but that's what happened.
But who else would have a tie down for Yerusha? There's no one else who has a tie down it. There's no one else around.
If Yosef passed away?
If Yosef passed away, there's no one else around.
Who he goes in Yarshin's Rachel's Nechasim? Then Rachel has brothers, and Rachel, you go to her father, to Luvan, and you go to any brothers that she has, and if Luvan, if that doesn't exist, then she has her grandfather and uncles, etc., etc. Anyway, so our Gemara is saying is, that's what the Mishnah's come to tell you. That just like the Baal doesn't yashin his ishtoi after she passed away, to receive the ro'oi, those things that she might have received had she been alive, afishas benoah. If he passed away before his mommy, in such a case, he would not be manchali achim and av. Nebuch, Reuven, and Shimon were looking forward to that Yerusha, but they're never going to get it because Yosef died before his mother. Two dots. Nushtikel.
Basically, sever the connection,
that's it. Done. Om Reb Yoichim Hashem Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. Not only the father yarshins from his son. How do we know father yarshins from his son? We had that in the beginning of our parak, because it says the word she'eroi, and from that she'eroi, we learn that she'eroi is referring to the father.
Cuts the line.
He cuts the line, right, exactly, but only after Ben Ubas, but before Achin, the Av jumps ahead, and he's yarshins benai. Also, Isha Yereshes Espina, the mommy Yarshins from her son too, which is of course directly opposed to everything that we've been learning for the last few days and the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, "Ho Isha Espina is Manchil Ve'ena Noichil," or "Ho Isha Imai he's Noichil Ve'ena Manchil." So obviously, this Reb Yochanan Mishim, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon disagrees very strongly with that halacha. And he holds Isha Yereshes Espinosh. Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, Matois. We didn't say Matois, we had this already before. V'cholbas Yereshes Nachla mi Matois B'nei Yisrael. Why did it say Matois in one word? Makish Mate Eim Mate Av. Mate Av, Av Yereshes B'nai. Av Mate Eim, Isha Yereshes Espinosh. A woman yashins from her son. Her son passes away. Mami yashins from her son. Think about Eisei. Eisei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan that was saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, is now asking Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. It's a little bit strange on the surface, because Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, usually sounds like he heard it third party, that this was, in a sense, hearsay. Not that he heard it directly from Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, but he heard it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda Shimon was right there because Rabbi Yochanan asked him. So what's this Mishum? So because of that, the Rishbam says on the Amud Beis that this Mishum doesn't mean over here that he heard in his name, but rather that he was taka Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, but he wasn't a Talmud Muvak. He was there occasionally, or even if he was there on a regular basis, but his real Rebbe was the previous Tana or a Moira that he learned from. It wasn't this Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He says Rishbam about six lines from the bottom of the Amid Beis. Says Rishbam Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Mishum Deloy Hoyer Rabbi Movik Amar Mishum. Shlei Holger Rabbi Yochanan Leim Edvarim Mishmoish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Avu Mirabbi Yoimar Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yana. We find Rabbi Yochanan said name Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana was his Rabbi Movik, but it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So occasionally he would say something in his name. So this Mishum doesn't mean third party hearsay. He taka heard it from him, but he says Mishum because he wasn't that strong the kesher of the Talmud Movik to a Rebbe. But Lamaisa now he taka asked his Rebbe. Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Look at our Mishnah. It says very clearly that Isha Esbeno is Manchel and not Nocheles. And you just said now that Matia Aim Isha Yereshes Esbeno, you're going against our Mishnah. The Emes and the Gemara could have asked from the Reisha as well, says Rishbam. But we want to use the clear words, because here we're talking about Isha Yereshes Esbeno. Here it says it, Ain Isha, it says Isha Esbeno, Manchel Vlein Eichel. When I learned this Mishnah, I was scratching my head. I couldn't figure it out. And says Rishbam, in other words, there must be a problem in the Mishnah, and we'll see what that problem is in a moment. And therefore, he felt that this Mishnah was not authoritative. There was some sort of defect in the Mishnah. I don't accept that Mishnah. Frank Dimara, why does he have to go and cast aspersions at Mishnah? But let him just say, Reb Zchari ben Akatzavi, to loy dorish matois. The whole reason why the Gemara said that just like Av Yerish is Benoi, Av Im Ein Ish Yerish is Benoi, is based on this word Matos. Why didn't he simply say that our Mishnah does not darsh in Matos? Because it holds like Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav. Who's Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav? We had already, we had him the other day. What did Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav say when he had him the other day? That Ben and Bas Yarshin together Benichsei Ho'em. They Yarshin together Benichsei Ho'em. And our Chachamim disagreed with Chari ben Akatzav. If you remember, it was a pretty vehement disagreement with Chari ben Akatzav. And they said, since it says the word Matois, what do I learn from Matois? Just like by Matio Av, Ben Koidim Labas, also Matio Aim is Ben Koidim Labas. Says Otimora, since I said Chari ben Akatzav doesn't darshan the word Matois, and he says that Ben and Bas go together, so let him say that that's our Mishnah too. Our Mishnah also doesn't darshan matois. And that's why we don't learn this drosha of the Amid Beis. It's just like Av Yerish is Benoi, Isha Yerish is Benoi. I don't learn matois. I hold like Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav. And therefore our Mishnah is Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav. You don't have to go and say any of that. It's Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav. Says Yimar, no. That doesn't work. Like we took Matzis and Reb Zchariah ben HaKatzav. Tiktoni, because the Mishnah says, Ubnei Ochois. That the third category of people that are Neuchel Ve'en and Manchel, we had the Ish Es Imoy, we had the Ish Es Ishtoy, and we had B'nei Ochois. V'tana, and we brought this price already before, why does it say B'nei Ochois? B'nei Ochois V'loi B'nois Ochois. That if there happen to be nephews, they go in Yarshin before nieces. If there are no nephews, then the nieces get. But if there are nephews, the nephews get and not the nieces. What does that come to tell you? Comes to tell you that din kadima means that if there are boys, then the girls are out of the picture. He holds that when it comes to Nichse Aim, and by extension to the Achei Ho'aim, because the Achei Aim is all through the Aim, if you hold Echad Ben V'Echad Abashim and Nichse Aim, then the same thing should apply to the Achei Aim, it should also be B'nei Ochois together with the B'nei Ochois. Ah. I'm sorry? The B'nei Ochois and B'nei Ochois should go together. So we see that our Mishnah cannot go according to Chari ben HaKatzav by the fact that the Mishnah says B'nai Ochois. And the Bryce explains the Mishnah means B'nai Ochois, B'nai Ochois, Muzuch Zayin, that our Mishnah doesn't hold him with Chari ben HaKatzav, because Chari ben HaKatzav would put the two together. That's why he had to say, the Mishnah ain't a day a Mishnah. I'm afraid to move a Tana, the Don Mimanovshach. But let's understand our Tana of our Mishnah. Mimanovshach. Idorish Matois, if he holds Matois, to go and say that Mate Av and Mate Aim are the same. Just like a father yashins from his daughter, from his son, and from his daughter, the isha should also go and yashin from her son or from her daughter. That was the drasha here on the Amud Beis. Just like Matiav Av Yerush Benoit, Mati Amy Shirashin Benoit. She also said she go and yashin. Elamai Dolei Dorish Matzav. He doesn't learn Matzav. Then the Koyin Lebas Benichsi Ein Minolei. Then how does Itaka know the drasha or the brisa before Bnei Achos Bnei Benois Achos? Maybe in fact they Itaka go together. How do you know that Ben the Koyin Lebas Benichsi Ein? Maybe it's Itaka like Reb Chaim Ben Akatzav who doesn't learn Matzav. Maybe Ben Ubas get together as one. Everyone will oilam darish matis. Havadi does darish matis, and since he does matis, that's why he says ben koydim lebas every time in all cases, not only by matiab but also by nichsiyein. Ben is koydim lebas. Why in our case doesn't he learn the drasha of that kishem she'ab yorish is benoi af isha yoresh is es beno v'shani yachmi amakra. It says impossible. Chol bas yereshes nachlo mimatois. That's the pasuk that we keep on quoting. Chol bas yereshes nachlo mimatois bnei Yisrael. It says yereshes. Who's the yereshes? Yereshes ve'ena moyereshes. A bas is taka yarshin. She yarshins from her father. She yarshins from her mother, etc. However, she does not give over. She only receives. So therefore, I learned the same drasha, but not based on matois, but I base it on yereshes v'loy moyereshes. Have a wonderful day, everybody.